Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. It should be fun. After all, Scott has inside jokes with people he's never even met.
Welcome back. It's a Just Breathe Wednesday. We're just going to...
Just breathe, people.
You know, the anxiety's building up. It's the middle of the week. I'm just chilling right now. I'm going to let it all out next segment.
Yeah. We'll relax.
We'll do
relax.
Our little relaxation exercise. I like that better than a ranting and, you know, going crazy Wednesday.
Yeah, just everybody be calm. Take a breath.
I agree. South Carolina, 7-point favorite Saturday against Troy, 3:30 kickoff on the SEC Network. Joining us now is an anchor for the SEC Network, making his weekly visit on the Saitama Guest Hotline. Peter Burns, good morning.
What's up, boys? You know what always puts me in a good mood, and that's what I have my morning alarm set off when I do morning radio, is the Masters theme song.
Oh.
Like, if you ever, like, I'm just telling you, if you ever have a moment where you're ranting or raving or you just need a moment to just breathe, like, the best thing I've ever done is have my producer have the Masters music in the mix board, so that way anytime it gets fired up, you play that Masters music, and it kind of just brings everybody down two levels. Like, it just makes you relax a little bit more.
And then before you leave the house and you're ready to attack the world, you play the closing theme song from This Week in Baseball.
That'll work as well too. I'm more of the Masters type guy. I don't know if that pump. Does that pump you up?
Oh, it's so good, man! You wake up to the Masters theme. You get your mindset. You take your shower. You have your coffee, and then boom, you're ready to attack the world. Here comes the This Week in Baseball,
or This Weekend in College Football, because it's a damn good weekend in college football. Like, that's me and Doring were talking about it on our SiriusXM show this morning. Like, this might be the best weekend of football. And it's not just the top storylines. It's kind of all throughout the SEC and college football. I mean, this is as good as it gets.
Dang it. You're taking my question. And I actually wrote it down so I would be, like, professional, because, like, you make me nervous and stuff and you have good hair. Maybe not the biggest week five in SEC history, but definitely the most intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, it's from top to bottom, right? Not only do you have, you know, Georgia at home against a red-hot Arkansas team that looked great against Texas A&M and, of course, Texas a couple weeks ago, but you got the whole Lane Kiffin going into Tuscaloosa. You know, Nick never lost to one of his assistants. But, I mean, I even go deeper than that, right? You know, Beamer, you talked about it, 7-point favorite. Nice to be able to get that win over at home. You know, you look at, for Kentucky, can they win that game? And they haven't won at home against Florida in 35 years. For LSU, the chaos of facing their former quarterback in Tiger Stadium, TJ Finley, and almost a must-win for Ed Orgeron at LSU. I mean, there's a bunch of different great storylines this weekend.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the schedule, and I'm salivating. And the way they all were working out, man. Mississippi State, Texas A&M. Both of those coaches need a win. Just so much going on there. Let me ask you this, though, Peter. We discussed it last segment. I would love to get your input. Texas A&M hanging around the top 25. No, forget that. Texas A&M hanging around the top 20. They're at number 15. I think that's too high. What's your take?
Well, I mean, again, a top 15 team should beat Mississippi State, especially at home, with not a whole heck of a lot of issues, right? I mean, I think – that it's too quick to see or too, you know, early to kind of to react to say, hey, they're not a top 15 or top 25 team. I mean, defensively, I think they're extremely good. I mean, they got caught napping a couple of times, but they can stay in those games. It's just their offense right now does not look like top 25 whatsoever. I mean, and I get it. You lost your starting quarterback in Haynes King right off the bat. You had to go to a backup, but they can't, you know, get any type of push. And they've got one of the best running backs in the conference in Isaiah Spiller, yet they still cannot find a way to run the ball. So I'll wait to see what happens with State, but I mean, the State game. But can you imagine, I mean, how smart Jimmy Sexton looks, his agent? They got him that huge contract extension right before the season, and they may be 3-2 after this weekend. Be nuts.
be crazy. And speaking of crazy, I'm wondering if things are about to get crazy at Auburn, a little quarterback quandary. Are we going to see an actual controversy there in Auburn?
I don't know so much controversy, just is it's a competition between two guys of equal, you know, amount of talent, right? I mean, you know, Bo Nix has had every opportunity to win that job and put it all behind him, and he still hasn't been able to do that. So T.J. Finley, he gets replaced by T.J. Finley in the second half, and they come back to win this game. I think you have to start T.J. Finley against his former team at LSU. But I got to be honest with you. I think LSU, there's a reason why he was third on that depth chart, right? Like, there were issues, and I think LSU knows what issues he's had, and they're going to cause some, you know, some problems for him. So I think T.J. Finley starts the game at Auburn. I think Bo Nix finishes the game for Auburn.
Ooh, Peter Burns with the strong prediction, Trent. Make sure you write that down.
Got it.
And you know, Peter, you mentioned it when you came on, just how important this game is for LSU and Coach Ed Orgeron. I'm looking at the schedule going forward. This could be it for them for the year.
Yeah, I mean, next week they'll face a good Kentucky team in Kentucky. That's a tough place to play, believe it or not. And then they go, what? They've got Alabama, Ole Miss, and Arkansas. Not necessarily in that order, but, I mean, that's a murderer's row. So, you know, for LSU, you have to win those coin flip games. And this is, you know, one of those quote-unquote coin flip games on a Death Valley Saturday night. Plus, you got to win the home games as well, too, right? You know, like, they haven't had a big home game at LSU this year. And for the crowd to get out there, well, you lose to Auburn, something that I don't think they've done since 1999 at home. Oh, the Bluebirds are going to be out then down to the Bayou for sure.
Yeah, and they got the Gators rolling in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Florida added to that list. Jeez.
It's insane. Oh, poor Ed Orgeron. Where have things gone wrong for him? I mean, we're not that far removed from arguably the greatest team, at least this century, if not of all time.
Yeah, his coordinator hires have been tough. I mean, you know, last year, you know, you lose Dave Aranda after the national championship game to a head coaching gig over in Waco at Baylor. And then you lose Joe Brady to the offensive coordinator position for the Carolina Panthers. So I think that was probably the biggest two things. And since then, they have not been able to nail a good hire. You know, Bo Pelini didn't work out well for him. And now they got two brand new coordinators who have never called plays before. And you can't do that in the SEC.
All right, Peter, before we let you go, and I think we're of the same mind here, but I've been trolling your Twitter, and I have to get your take on this. Our friend Lane Kiffin totally roasted on PTI yesterday. Totally unfounded take. That was a smoking hot take that had no substance to it. Go ahead. Just tell me where Mike Wilbon went wrong.
Well, I mean, Wilbon, you know, and a lot of times when you're doing national media, you don't understand the nuanced storylines. And his whole take about Lane Kiffin was that he's been a disaster everywhere he goes, and Alabama's going to win this game. But it was more so of just kind of like taking Lane Kiffin over the coals for his previous mistakes, which, listen, Lane definitely deserves that. He made that bed. But I think that goes to show you that Wilbon has not watched how, hey, Lane's got this Ole Miss team playing well and that he's grown up a little bit. So, you know, Lane actually had a great tweet kind of giving him some hell about it, going, hey, you know, stop with, you know, just be positive and I'll pray for you. And it was a perfect Lane Kiffin tweet, and it was a mic drop. Although I did get troubled this morning, you know, 10 hours later, Lane tweets at PTI again. And I'm like, wait a minute, you wouldn't have done that unless it actually struck a nerve. So I was a little surprised Lane went back to the well after addressing it for the first time that he did so well.
I'm not going to question him because that guy can work social media like nobody's business.
Yeah, but again, like that goes to show you, if ever you dunk on somebody and you're like, oh, hey, be positive, it's not a big deal, then you just let it go. If you decide that you got to, you know, the next morning got to wake up and go out of your way to address it, then I start thinking about it going, well, it obviously is a big deal for you, and that struck a chord. So, I don't know. Interesting that Lane would misfire like that, who's normally so good on social media.
Two quick points and a question for you, Peter, before we let you go. One, regarding Lane Kiffin, his mistakes were 13 years ago. I can't think of him really making any serious mistakes over the past decade plus. We can credit him with Bama being Bama in 2021. Even Nick Saban says he learned a lot from him. He had success at FAU. He won two conference titles in 3 years. He's the winningest coach in the history of that program, at least by percentage. And number three, Ole Miss is relevant even after the debacle under Hugh Freeze with the cell phone and the escorts and all that. So that's number one. I'm a Lane guy. Number two, if you want social media savvy, follow Rex Chapman. And you want to see how to just master that guy's. He's a maestro. He's unbelievable.
Rex has been fun. I actually like Rex. I used to hate Rex simply for the fact of, as an LSU fan, he used to rip my heart out as a basketball player for Kentucky. So Rex is a hilarious follow on Twitter.
And number three, and Peter, be honest with me. Who do you have? And I'm not going to ask you Bama Ole Miss. I want to know who you have. Arkansas, Georgia.
I got Georgia. I mean, I think Georgia's by far the best team in the country. I mean, everybody's talking about how there's two elite teams. I don't think there's any question marks about Georgia. And they're getting healthier with Washington coming back, which should help them run the ball a little bit more because he's a better blocking tight end. I mean, and this is nothing a shame about Arkansas. This, what an unbelievable, you know, run they are on right now. I just think it comes full circle. I feel like that's one of those, like, 35 to – 13, okay, you know, big boy moments for Arkansas football. I just think Georgia's that good.
Well, Peter, I know you got to go. I want to ask you one more question, though. And sometimes we're prisoners of the moment, and we get caught up in these really amazing feel-good stories that kind of just pop up out of nowhere. But do you get the sense that what Sam Pittman is doing out there is sustainable and we're going to be talking like this next year?
Well, I mean, that's the question, right? He's always a great recruiter, so he's going to have to utilize this win. I think that's what they've done. I think they're better. The problem is one of the reasons why they're so good right now is they got a bunch of fifth and sixth year guys that have come back. And once those guys leave, what happens? I still think that, you know, this is probably a 8-4, 7-5 team coming out next year. But guess what? I mean, things could be proven wrong. As long as they keep Barry Odom there, they got a pretty good shot for a long time, though.
8-4, 7-5 in the SEC West, not too darn bad. I take
it. Yeah, that'd probably win the Pac-12 or the ACC some years.
I got you, brother. He's an anchor for the SEC Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. Peter, as always, buddy, it's been a blast having you on the Saitama Guest Hotline.
You got it, bud. See you guys.
All right, that's Peter Burns and his weekly appearance on the Scott Hamilton Show. It's courtesy of Blue Delta Jeans. Each pair of Blue Delta Jeans is handmade in the USA to fit you and only you. And if you're new to Blue Delta Jeans, hey, let's get you fit right away. Visit BlueDeltaJeans.com.